So now let's first start sitting up straight with a straight spine. Very comfortable, not leaning against the chair, because if not, as you see, the nice channel which goes upward gets slightly blocked. Close a moment your eyes. You can bring your hands facing upward. And maybe use a mudra so you can tune in to the energy flow. Bring the little finger, ring finger together with your thumb. And then index finger and middle finger straight in this way. This is called Prana Mudra. It's a mudra which helps us to become more aware of the energy flow within us. Okay? Now close your eyes. Bring your gaze upward at a point between the eyebrows. Focus there for a moment. With a deep, long inhaling, like through the spiritual eye, and with a long exhaling, slowly go down along the spine to the base of the spine. Stay for a moment at the base of the spine, tending and relaxing your anus muscles. Feel a moment inner stability, inner strength, a feeling of peace. Now with the inhaling, bring it up along the spine, going again upward to the point between the eyebrows. Hold the breath there for a moment and feel a deep expansion, vastness, unity, oneness. And with the exhaling, go back to the center of the first chakra at the base of the spine. Continue on with the breath to connect, to be on the earth, grounded, strong, centered, at the same time uplifted, one with everything. Om. Slowly open up your eyes again. Now, while I talk only a little bit, and then I prefer to go to experiential and practical parts, try to stay in that flow in the spine. Try to feel your breath flowing with every inhaling upward. Hold it for a while, and then with every exhaling, try to go deeper inside, in your inner center. Now let's go back to the first chakra. First chakra is the foundation. When we are here on earth, the foundation for our spiritual life. What happens when we are not grounded? What do you think what happens if we are not stable? It makes it very difficult, isn't it? To be grounded means also to be concentrated. Can we concentrate when we are not grounded? When we are out of balance or not centered? And what is important to reach the goal, like when you think of the Bhagavad Gita, Patanjali, when we talk about concentration, the importance of focus begins in the first chakra. Only when we are really grounded, stable, centered in our spine, there we can feel then and we can focus, concentrate on the higher goal. If we are out there, wishy-washy, not much can happen. First we have to go to that inner center, to that inner strength. And we see a little bit the quality of the first chakra, the tendencies of the first chakra, is a little bit to enjoying the material wealth, to gain a lot of money, to do a lot of studying so we can earn more money, isn't it? If we don't do two or three things in the university, how we will make a lot of money? So the focus is the tendency of the center, outward tendency, is material. How I can gain more, how I can get a beautiful, nice Ferrari, or maybe a Mercedes, so everybody can see how good I am. That is a lot, the outward flowing energy. But are we happy when we have that? We get a new Ferrari, the next day a neighbor comes and makes a scratch in it, and we are not happy anymore. And that happens with everything what is material. To be grounded, to be centered, means to be centered inside, inside our spine, inside in that what we truly are. And then the qualities of the first chakra can express. The qualities are more control over the mind. That's also a quality of the first chakra. Isn't that a great job? I think we will be busy with that. Controlling the mind. As the masters say, it's easier to control the world as to control the mind. But that is the quality of the first chakra. That's the quality when we are centered. Other qualities, courage, loyalty, loyal to your higher self above all. To be loyal to your higher self, not to society, not to imposed situations, but be loyal to your soul. That is the true loyalty to your higher being inside. Then when we think of persevering, perseverance, you think perseverance is important? Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound very convincing. Perseverance is extremely important. That's the quality of the first chakra, that you can see how much we need it. How much we need the first chakra to be centered. Because also to reach the goal, any kind of goal, we have to be persevering. To reach again our divine heritage, we have to be persevering. Constant, focused, and centered. Other, patience, that's not one of my qualities. Do we need patience with others, patience with ourselves, patience with our sometimes little ego who comes in the way, but I don't want that yet, or not in this way. Patience is extremely important, and also that is a quality of the first chakra. To develop patience, you can practice it a little bit every day. Patient with your colleagues, patient if there's a traffic jam. I love now traffic jams. That gives you a moment to go inside, to have that inner connection. A great opportunity to pray for others, to send blessings out to all the others in the cars. Isn't that a great time? Instead of getting upset, which doesn't help you much, with patience you say, thank you God, I have a moment of break where I can focus on the divine. I can send out vibrations of kindness, of prayers to all around me. And one of the main, when we talk about divine manifestation or the eight qualities, the first chakra is peace, peacefulness. How is our life when we are peaceful? Isn't it nicer to be peaceful? Life becomes fuller. Because when you are not peaceful, when you are not centered, you will not see. Because you are all over the place, but you are not aware of the very moment in front of you. So we want to get there, and the great masters of yoga, and I have to say thank you, India, who has held on to this tradition very, very strongly. They have brought us techniques. They have brought us teachings, affirmations, to gain again control over our outward flowing energy of the first chakra, to bring it inside and bring it up. When you are centered, when you are strong in yourself, like Swamiji, also when material things break away, that nobody can take away your peace and your joy. Like Ananda Village, at the beginning, there was a year everything got burned except one house, where they all upset, destroyed, ungrounded because of that. They lost everything in one day. All material things nicely burned, roasted. No, they found more inner strength through the meditation, through the different practices and techniques. They had that inner strength to say, okay, that's a great opportunity to build it better, to make something nice. Maybe God said, I don't like you how you live right now. You can do better. And so he took away everything and one can build up. But it becomes a joy when you are centered. So also when your house crumbles, you can have another one. God never will let you outside on the road when you have faith and centeredness and peacefulness. We are all the children of the divine. Okay? So now when we talk about practices, how can we balance our first chakra? What do you think? Go to parties? No? What kind of activity can help to balance the first chakra? Also outer activity. That is inner activity, that's the highest. But what can you cannot sit 24 hours per day, isn't it? But what can you do? What happens when you walk in nature? And maybe also you concentrate on the breath. What happens to you? What do you feel? Peaceful? Can you feel a sense of oneness, of unity? Can you feel your feet touching the ground, the earth? How do you feel in that moment? Uplifted? You feel good, isn't it? And many solutions come when you go walking. To all different problems, when you sit in the office with all your computers and 10 coffees, you will not find solutions. But you go out, you move, you walk with your feet. Legs are straightly connected with our first chakra. They are the expression, outer expression, for our first chakra. Hiking, sports, going a little bit of running. But gentle running, not simply like that, but moving in a harmonious way, being aware. Being aware of the breath, being aware of the movement, that will balance your chakra. your first chakra, you will feel so much more centered and concentrated. Also those who are very much vata, which is like who have a lot of air, and you go walking in silence outside in nature, it grounds you. Other activities. What about on your workplace? How can you balance your first chakra at your workplace? Can you balance your first chakra when you work on competition to be always better than the other? No. Can you balance your first chakra when you always get upset with everybody? No. What about harmony? Learning to cooperate, seeing a bigger picture, working together. That is a quality of the first chakra. Seeing a bigger picture, creating harmony, peacefulness. When one creates that in the workplace, at home, you become a peacemaker in the world. It's not with going out with a thingy and say, we want peace, and they're so upset when they talk. No, you bring peace when you bring harmony in your environment, peacefulness in your environment, in your thoughts, in your workplace. That is harmonizing the first chakra. Other qualities. The first chakra is the greatest support. It's like the roots of the tree for your spiritual life. Can a tree stand unshaken in a storm when the roots are little? What happens with the big tall trees, nicely looking, when a strong wind comes? They fall. And the same thing is for us. When we don't have that groundedness and stability, our root system strong, we will not stand unshaken. As Master said, Yoganandaji said, to stand unshaken in the midst of crashing worlds. He didn't speak only about the world, earth. He spoke about worlds. That means many, many ones, okay? So find that inner center, and we will start to do a few practices. You have then here a handout with affirmations, which you can practice. That's like a little homework for at home. So here you get also homework when you come to school, but beautiful homework. You can practice to observing your breath, how much you can be centered in all different situations, and joyful and peaceful. And practice, choose one of the affirmations I've chosen for the different chakras. For the first chakra, security. It's a beautiful affirmation for security. Perseverance, peace of mind, practicality, and alertness. You have the affirmation then on your handout what you get today. So choose one where you feel maybe I need that a little bit more and try to practice it throughout the week. Till the next time we meet us, okay? And then we can share what was your experience, what happened in that week, harmonizing your first chakra, and then always uplift it. The first chakra has a straight connection with one of the higher. It's called the three lower chakras, and then the three higher. The three lower chakras, one can call them lower chakras because they are more an outward expression of harmony of the divine qualities. The three upper chakras are more an inward expression of our connection with the divine. But each of the lower chakras is connected straightly with one of the higher chakras of the spiritual, because we are complete beings. We are spiritual beings, souls, which are manifested through energy and at the end manifested in the physical forms of physical bodies. So we need all of that to express. So the first chakra is directly connected with the heart. So when we get too greedy or too stuck, what helps to immediately uplift a stuck first chakra energy? What do you think? What are the qualities of a heart, spiritual heart? What about compassion? What about generosity? Kindness? Giving a smile? Also in a store, in a shop, or somebody shouts at you, and you bless him. The energy from the first chakra flows upward to its counterpart, which is the heart. And how will you feel? How do you feel when you feel compassion? How is your inner experience? When you feel kindness, do you feel, oh, I feel so bad, I'm kind, I feel compassion? No? How do you feel? Uplifted. Exactly. Because the energy from the lower center, from the center, is uplifted to the heart. And when the first chakra works straightly together with the fourth chakra, with the heart center, we will go much deeper into that, then it's an uplifted manifestation on the physical plane. And heart and the practicality work together. Okay? That's extremely important. So try to focus a little bit during this week. But now practical parts to do, a part of certain activities, how to apply it in your life. How can we gain control over our mind? What tool do we have to really control our mind? The breath, exactly. Not hiding here in the back. Come in the front. Come to us. Exactly. How is the breath when you are upset? Goes fast. And where is it located? Here. Shallow. It's all here. How is your breath when you are really upset? It's like a dragon who is spitting fire. Exactly. It's very hot than the air. We will try it in a moment. And when you're very sad, how is your breath? So all the different emotions, human emotions, they're very much connected, interconnected with our breath. So when we learn to control our breath, what happens then to our mind? Will we be able to control a little bit more our mind? Will we be able to change our experience through the breath? Yes. And all the yogis have shown us the way for that. All the practices, what one does, are always interconnected with the breath. Okay? It's our tool. Now we talk a little bit, and that's what I want now to start, but before we practice a few pranayamas, and you will experience inside you the change. Only with a few moments of practicing a controlled pranayama or controlled breathing exercise. It's part of pranayama. Pranayama is so much more, but the breath is one of the most important ones. Okay? Pranayama, what is the meaning of pranayama? It's a part of it, but prana, what is the meaning of prana? Life force. That's that flow within us. It's like electricity. When you have a power station, That's like the power station, there is the electricity. And then it flows through the currents to the light bulb. What happens with the light bulb if there is no electricity flowing to the light bulb? There's no light. There's no life. Okay? So learning to work with the breath is part of learning to control our life force. It's not only through the breath, but it's the greatest tool for it, but is learning then to become much, much more aware of our thoughts, of our attitudes, of our way of reacting to the environment and to different situations. When we learn first to control our breath, slowly we learn to control also our mind. And that is one of the greatest tools of the first chakra, is that strength to learn to control. And when you have control over the mind, which is like a wild horse, extremely wild horse, not only one, but five, when you learn to control that, there's peace. And like in all scriptures it said, also in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. When you're agitated, when the life forces are going all over the place, will you perceive or experience that what you truly are? Yes? I would say no. Okay? But when we are still, and we are in that state of peace, inner peace, there we can experience that incredible beauty which resides in each one of us. That incredible power and strength and joy. So now let's begin. First we do a few little stretching, let's stand up, because when the life force is a little bit sleepy, not much will happen. Let's put the legs a little bit aside. We're doing standing, a few stretching exercises. Inhale up. Long and deep inhaling. Then turn to the left as far as you can. Exhale, center. Inhale, turn to the right. Exhale to the center. Now, is here anybody who has heart problems? Nobody heart problems? High blood pressure? Everybody. Exhale. Come down. Lengthen and stretch. Try to touch with your hands. Inhale, come up. And exhale. Doesn't it feel already better? With a few little thingies, okay? Now let's begin. With sitting down once more, then we do a few postures to center. But before, I want to show you one pranayama, which is par excellence for balancing, which is called Nadi Shodhanam, or also in many parts of India, Anuloma Viloma. It's the same breath. It's the balancing breath. For example, we have, here you see only one channel. We have three channels in our spine. We have Ida on the left, Pingala on the right, and in our center, inner center, is the Sushumna. It's the place where we want to go, is that inner channel, okay? Not left, not right, but inner channel. But at the beginning, it's not so easy. So very often, through different experiences, traveling, moving a lot, being very active mentally, can bring that inner balance out of balance. So there is then very often it happens that one channel, for example, either, is stronger than the other, or a pingala is stronger than the other. The effect of that is that we feel imbalanced, irritable, very impatient, easily getting upset, spaced out. All these terms, maybe you know a little bit these terms, or did you never experience this kind of situations? Then you are great, then you're already nearly there. So that all happens through different activities throughout the day and our responses to them. But already traveling on its own creates a little bit of that imbalance, because we have always to carry three bodies. There's the astral, causal, physical body. And with traveling, that gets a little bit shaken up. Okay? Nadi Shodhanam is a pranayam which balances the two flows, Ida and Pingala. It harmonizes these two flows. That brings us back into our center. So it's one of the primary pranayama to harmonize and balance again the first chakra, to give us again that stability, that inner strength, that inner centeredness which we need. Okay? Can we practice pranayama when we sit like this? What happens to the energy flow? There's a lot of blocks, sorry, I have to sit up straight. So when we sit also nicely leaning back in the chair, what happens? Is there a lot of energy flow? No. So now try when any time, not only when we practice prana, but try to sit up straight with a straight spine. And breathe deeply, okay? Now when we practice Nadi Shodhanam, I will guide you in that. Alternated breath, I will show it a moment to you for those who don't know it yet. But before we begin, it's good to breathe with the diaphragm, okay? The correct breath, which in the society, especially in city environment, many have lost, and they breathe exactly the contrary. The correct breath is with inhaling. You expand and expand and expand. A little bit like a lady in the 7th month with inhaling. And with exhaling, you go back in. Okay? And the breath is here. It's not up here. It's here. Try a moment before we do the other one. Close a moment your eyes. Bring your hands to the abdomen. Now relax your shoulders. I see a few tense shoulders. Relax. Now with inhaling, slowly inhale, expanding your abdomen like a balloon. A little bit more. A little bit more. Hold. And now exhale. And bring the abdomen back in. Again. Inhale slowly, expand your abdomen more, a little bit more, exhale, and go back in. And a third time, inhale, long and deep inhaling, expand your abdomen a little bit more, you can do more. Exhale, slowly go back in. Relax your hands. And now let the breath flow freely. Already only with this, how do you feel? Who feels a little bit calmer? Is it a nice feeling? Yes. That you can have the whole day and you breathe correctly, okay? Now, Nadi Shodhanam. We use our right hand for this pranayama, so we guide the flow of the breath in the nostrils. We create a mudra, which creates a certain circuit of energy flow. The index finger and middle finger we bring to the palm of the thumb, like this. It becomes like a little, what do you call that? Pincer. Thank you. You bring it up like this. Already when you simply concentrate with closed eyes, you feel a change of energy flow when you hold it like this, only with the right hand, okay? Very good. Except the ring finger has to be up. Yes, perfect. Now with the thumb, first I show you, so you don't have to do it yet, but you hold in the meantime the mudra like this, so your hand gets used to it. With the thumb, we close the right nostril, and with the ring finger, the left nostril. That, like the movement is this, and when I say close, we pinch the nose together, okay? So one breath of Nadi Shodhanam, we begin on the left side, remember always breathing with the diaphragm, then we close, we hold the breath, and then we exhale on the right side. We inhale on the right side, close, hold the breath, exhale on the left. That is one Nadi Shodhanam, okay? Now let's begin. Before we do it, observe a moment your mind. That's sometimes scary. How is the state of your mind? Is your mind awake, alert, or it's a little bit sleepy, already a long day? Or there are many thoughts running around, you're already going shopping in your mind? Observe it. Now let's begin. Sit straight with your right hand, close your right nostril. Now inhale, remember with the diaphragm, inhale. Close, hold the breath. Exhale right. Inhale right. Close, hold the breath. Exhale left. Now when you inhale, feel a movement or concentrate on going from the base upward. Inhale. Hold your breath. Focus in the spiritual eye. Exhale on the right. Energy is going downward or inward. Inhale right. Close, hold the breath. Exhale left. Inhale left. Upward movement. Hold your breath, focus in the spiritual eye between the eyebrows. Exhale right. Now go more within with exhaling. Inhale right. Upward movement. Close, hold the breath. Exhale left. Relax your hands. Now concentrate a moment inside. How is your mind? We do another breath. Focus at the base of the spine. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel that you're sitting Now with inhaling, before we inhale, first tense, like bringing drawing upward from the anus muscle at the base of the spine, draw up, hold the tension. Now inhale deep up to the spiritual eye. Long deep inhaling. Hold your breath at the spiritual eye while you're still holding the tension at the base. And with exhaling, slowly relax. And let go. Once more. Tense at the anus muscle like drawing upward. Inhale up to the spiritual eye while holding the tension at the base of the spine. And slowly exhale, going downward and relaxing. And now feel. How is your state of mind? Observe a moment the breath. Observe a moment your mind. How do you feel inside you? Slowly open up your eyes again. How do you feel now?
More centered.
More centered. What does that mean for you?
My mind not going nuts everywhere.
Inside. Is that a beautiful feeling?
Yes.
That is a harmonized first chakra, its center, and strength. Other?
Calm.
Very beautiful. Other experiences?
Relaxed.
Relaxed. Exactly. Chance?
My left nostril is way more clear than my right nostril.
That has a meaning. I can shortly talk about it. But was for everybody here, could you feel a change doing a simple pranayama with a simple concentration? What happens when you do that every day? Exactly. Next week you let us know, because that is a little bit the homework for this week. A part of an affirmation. Try to practice at least for 2-3 minutes this pranayama. Okay? Nadi Shodhanam. Also simply diaphragmatic breathing. Focus inside. Observe your breath. And next week you tell us what it was. And you do it in the morning before you go to work. If you can perceive a change in your ability, also like finding solution, everything. And usually one is much, much more, how you call it, you can do much, much more things in a shorter time when you're focused. And then you have more free time for dedicating to quality time, to meditation, reading an inspiring book, when the time is used well, okay? So now we do also a few little yoga postures, going deeper with working with the spine and feeling the groundedness, the centeredness. And let's see what happens. How long do we still have? We still have a little bit. Yeah. Now let's stand up again. Here it's better we take off the shoes, because if not we feel... Yeah, we do very simple things. Because it's mainly the experience of groundedness. Now let's have our feet hip-width apart. Remember, the hips are here. They are not, also if it's bigger, It's here, this side. Now inhale, bring your shoulders up. Exhale, roll your shoulders back down. Lengthen neck a little bit in, the chin a little bit in. Hold your eyes open and now gently move forward without falling. Can you fall? Can you feel centered? Where is your center now? And then gently move back without falling backward. Can you feel that? And now come in the center. How does that feel now? It's different. And there's always something, also when we move forward, try it once more. Go forward, there's something off-center, isn't it? Something which pulls you back. Now go back, and back in the center. And now try to close a moment your eyes. Gaze upward, but feel your feet firmly on the ground, stable. Feel them holding you up. Breathe deeply and feel a quality of openness, receptivity, to be open, to listen to the guidance of your soul. To the inner guidance of your soul, of your higher being inside you. To intuition. I stand ready to obey your least command. Feel that your mind, your body is ready to follow your soul. Open up your eyes again. Now tense and relax at the base of the spine, mentally chanting Om, 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 only mentally. It's like a sound which you perceive in the first center, tensing and relaxing. At the same time, feel your feet firmly on the ground. While you tense and relax, feel that energy. Mentally chanting Om. Om. Feel the vibration of it, of inner centeredness, inner stability. From that, bring your weight onto your left leg. I'm mirroring you. Big toe, little toe, heel, push into the ground. Lengthen up straight. And the right leg next to it. Bring your hands in Anjali Mudra. Long, deep inhaling, slowly move upward. Exhale. And relax your shoulders. Continue on to tense and relax at the base of the spine, chanting mentally Om. Now with a long, deep inhaling, bring all the energy upward, down the spiritual eye. Hold your breath in the spiritual eye, and then exhale through the spiritual eye. Mentally affirming, I am calm, I am poised. I am calm, I am poised. Now inhale, lengthen up, stretch, exhale. Surround yourself with calmness. Come back into Tadasana. Relaxing the left leg. Close again a moment your eyes. Feel inside you. Try to feel now the difference between your left and right foot on the floor, on the ground. Feel that inner energy. Observe a moment, a subtle flow in your spine. With every inhaling and upward movement, every exhaling you go deeper within. Bring your weight onto your right leg. Big toe, little toe, heel, push into the floor, lengthen up. Then turn your left leg to the side. Hands in Anjali Mudra. Inhale, upward, opening up. Exhale, and relax your shoulders. Breathe deeply with your diaphragm while focused at the base of the spine. Mentally chanting Om. Feel the vibration of Om inside. Now with a long deep inhaling from the base of the spine, inhale up to the spiritual eye. Hold the breath. Exhale through the spiritual eye. Mentally affirming, I am calm. I am poised. Now inhale up, stretch and lengthen your body. Exhale very slowly. Surround yourself with calmness and with poise. Come back in the center and close your eyes a moment. What do you feel? Now try to feel both your feet firmly on the ground. How is your breath? How is your state of mind? Be aware. Now slowly come onto the ground, on your knees. If you can, if not, you can do that also from the chair. It depends on your knees, then it's better doing it on your chair. And you can bring your toes together. Maybe also for you, because after a little while, the knees will not be happy. When you are on the chair, important you bring under the chair, your feet together. We want to touch with the right big toe, the left big toe. So it creates a circle, a circuit, a closure. Right hand in your left hand. Shoulders up. Now close again your eyes. And breathe deeply. Feel like a mountain, a stable, firm mountain, like a rock in the ocean. Waves, wind cannot move the mountain. Stable and firm. Stay with your breath. Mentally affirming, in stillness, I touch my inner strength. In stillness, I touch my inner strength. Try to feel it. Experience it with every breath. The stillness of your body. Stillness of your mind. Then slowly open up your eyes again. But try to stay with your breath. And come in a comfortable sitting position. who wants to sit on a chair, who wants to sit on the floor, whatever feels more comfortable. We want to do a short interiorization, a visualization. Sit up straight. You can bring your hands again in Prana Mudra, which stimulates and activates more the flow of life force inside. Eyes are closed and upward. Now again, concentrate on the first chakra, at the base of the spine. Try to feel it, the quality of it, centeredness, peacefulness, perseverance, alertness. With a long inhaling, tensing your anus muscle while you inhale up, now to the heart. Hold the breath in the center of your heart. And now, with love, exhale through the point between the eyebrows, like offering yourself in an ocean of light. With the next inhaling, go back to the base of the spine. Again, with inhaling, go upward to the center of the heart. Hold your breath at the center of the heart. Concentrate. Exhale with love, like a surrender. Letting go. Then let the breath flow freely in your spine. Concentrate and feel your body like a rock, like a mountain. Firm. Still, stable, with a constant flow of energy inside, in the center. Energy which flows upward to the point, to the peak of the mountain. And with every exhaling goes deeper within, in the center. Mentally affirming, I live in the fortress of God's inner presence. Nothing and no one can break through these walls and harm me. I live in the fortress of God's inner presence. Nothing and no one can break through these walls and harm me. Feel that inner safety, inner heaven, with every breath in your center. And then affirming from pools of inner silence, I sip the sparkling waters of thy peace. Now bring all your concentration upward into the spiritual eye. Visualize light. Pulsating light, which comes closer and closer, filling your whole being, the light of peace and stillness. Feel it in every fiber of your being. For 2 minutes, simply be there. Enjoy. Enjoy that inner peace. Now visualize in your spiritual eye planet Earth, surrounded by light, a brilliant light of peace and of harmony. Let's pray that the divine light may elevate human consciousness to their true divine nature in all nations. From your spiritual eye, focusing, we chant 3 times Om for the world, for the peace and harmony. Sit still. Let the vibration of peace from your whole being emanate throughout the world, throughout all beings. Slowly you can open up your eyes again. It was a little experience of a peaceful first chakra. If you practice every day a little bit, also only one thing of that we did throughout this week, you will feel a change and you will feel a difference. Okay. Thank you all. And here is something for homework.